Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? It is your boys, PLR. You are courtside. Basketball talk at its finest. How's everyone doing today? Midweek, hump day, whatever you want to call it. Hopefully, you are enjoying it. Thank you for joining me today as we get into a little bit of NBA and some NCAA Final Four tournament. Out here in Arizona, it's in Glendale, a little drive away, but not that far from us out here in the Phoenix Chandler area. But it's here. Everything and everyone is coming through. We're brought to you today by the one, the only Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Alma School and Chandler Heights in Chandler, Arizona. Get in there, let them know the PLR from Courtside with PLR sent you, and they will take care of you. 10% off any cigar purchase you have. If you don't want to just go there and buy and leave, not a problem. You can sit there and smoke your cigar, watch sports on TV. Several televisions all over the place, even in the smoker's lounge where there are couches and everything you need to be comfortable. Again, 10% off. Just mention that PLR from Courtside with PLR sent you. And it will definitely take care of you. Okay, everyone, let's just jump right in. Let's jump into this NCAA tournament. I'm looking forward to this. It's funny because you have the one team, the one seed, and I know Gonzaga's one seed. I know that. But for some reason, they just don't feel like a one seed. They still feel like that upstart team that's there, and they're surprising that they're there. It's almost like, okay, we know they're the one seed. Their path to get there wasn't the hardest path to take, but that's not their fault. But it's because all those other years they've come up short. So out of all the number one seeds, this is the one that you thought would not make it. You thought North Carolina would be there. And when I go by that, I mean out of the four. Which ones did you think would get eliminated before they made it to the Final Four? Not many people picked North Carolina to get not there out of these four. You didn't pick Villanova to lose, especially this early. There was no way. So the only team that came to mind, really, when you stop and think about it, was Gonzaga. You didn't think that Gonzaga was going to... We knew that they would make it. No, you didn't. You didn't think Gonzaga was going to make it. There's no way you thought that they would get to the Final Four when you looked at the other number one seeds. And if you said that you were, I'm going to say it. If no one else said it, you're lying. Flat out. Flat out lying. Who did you think? Did you think Kansas would lose? Well, yeah, probably, because Kansas always does that when the pressure gets too tight. But in order that you would say, I would bet that North Carolina would make it. Then I would bet that Villanova would make it. Then I'd bet that Kansas would make it. Then I'd bet that Gonzaga would make it. Well, you were right if you said North Carolina first. But you're dead wrong if you said Gonzaga next, because no one thought that. But congrats to them. Congrats to Mark Few for getting that monkey off his back that he said was never on his back. Mark Few, the monkey was on your back. Coaches are extremely important in the NCAA. More important than sometimes than you might want to think than it when it's compared to the NBA. If you don't believe me, look at Duke, how they play with Coach K out after back surgery. And then look at them when he came back. If anything, I think that hurt Capo's chance of landing that job. He needed them boys to play well while Coach K was out. And they did not. I mean, Coach K isn't going to coach forever. A lot of people think he is, but he's not going to coach forever. He joins that long list of coaches everyone think will be coaching forever. Him, Belichick, Pop. We all think these guys are going to just coach forever. You know, we had Pop out of the league when Duncan retired. Well, he's still there, and his team is still real good. Belichick, obviously, is still there. Hell, his quarterback wants to play until he's 98. But back to college basketball. And the whole thing with Coach K is they just respond to him better. And he just didn't have the talent, which brings us back to Gonzaga. This is the best, most talented team that Gonzaga has had under Mark Few. Now, we know that he's had some recognizable players. Yeah, John Stockton's kid, Ronnie Turiaf, Adam Morrison. You know, but this is the best team he has. And they're going up against a South Carolina team that nobody thought would be there. Nobody. Nobody. You can't convince me that after they won their first game in the tournament, their coach Frank Martin, if you would have asked him at the beginning of the year, and not that coach talk about, well, yeah, we think we can win everything, the real talk. You know, after he won the first game in the tournament, he was like, wow, this team won probably one more game than we thought they would. After the second game in the tournament, wow, we're actually in the Elite Eight. You know, that's when your mind starts saying, let's go get them. But realistically, if South Carolina had made it to the Elite Eight and lost, it would have been a great, not good, a great season for the South Carolina Gamecocks. Great season. And then you look up, and a team that can't score was scoring. Why? They were in rhythm, confidence, and this is what happens in the NCAAs. A team gets confident, they find their rhythm, you're in trouble. And everyone that played them was in trouble from that point on. So you have them playing Gonzaga. The team, what I'm concerned about is Gonzaga, they just made it to the Final Four for the first time. South Carolina made it to the Final Four for the first time. But is Gonzaga going to play this game like, whew, man, we finally made it. The get off coach a little bit. We made it finally to the Final Four. Will they play like that? Or will they say, we belonged here, let's show them what we have? Will South Carolina play like, no one expected us to get here, so this is good. All this is good. I'm out here in Phoenix. It's 85 degrees. Or will they play like, dang, did nobody think we'd be here? We're going to go out here. We play the number one seed. All the pressure's on them. Win or lose, we won. As Denzel said in training day, I'm winning anyway. I'm winning anyway. You can't beat me. Because that's the hand that South Carolina has right now. If they lose, the story isn't Gonzaga beat South Carolina. The story is, boy, look how far those Gamecocks got. Who would have thought that they would have got that far only to fall to the number one seed? Now, if Gonzaga loses, the story is Gonzaga, as the number one seed, finally made it to the first Final Four only to lose to the upstart South Carolina Gamecocks. And the Gamecocks played a whale of a game. Oh, they played great. And look at them. Look at it. Look at where they are. They're in the national title game. That's the story. No matter what happens, Gonzaga has to realize they are not the story of this game, and they have to play like they are the underdog in this game. The only way they win is to win the tournament now. Let's say North Carolina gets upset. Let's say it gets them. The target is squarely on Gonzaga then. And again, they have nothing to win except to win. Let me explain. If North Carolina gets upset, Gonzaga has to win it all. They don't have a choice. They don't have an out because everyone will be looking right on them as the number one seed. And for the first time in their illustrious run over all these years, will they be the hunted, not the hunter? People will be gunning for them. They are the hunted right now. South Carolina, they're hunting them. They're hunting the number one seed. They're coming to get the number one seed. Their first time in the Final Four is Gonzaga's first time in the Final Four, and South Carolina is hunting you. You are the hunted. You have the target on your back. So South Carolina, as they like to say, they're playing with house money. So we shall see how that turns out. Flip to the other side of the bracket. And you're probably saying, well, why isn't everyone saying this about Oregon? Why isn't it saying, oh, it's such a big story if Oregon wins? Oregon, when the season started, was ranked in the top five or six, if I'm not mistaken, in the country. So it's no surprise that Oregon can play. Oregon was rated. We know they can play. It's not a secret that Oregon can ball out. No, I know Oregon can ball out. They've proven they can ball out. They just had some unfortunate issues that happened along the way. Players getting hurt, come out the gate slow. But Oregon could always play. They're one of the top teams in the Pac-12. UCLA, Arizona, and Oregon. They were running the show. Would it be as big of an upset if Oregon beat North Carolina as it would be if South Carolina beats Gonzaga? Yes and no. Yes, it would, because we expect North Carolina to win this game. So in that way, it would be an upset. But in terms of talent and when the season started, what our expectations were, it's not as big of an upset. Yes, we will be talking about Oregon if they win. But we'll also be talking about North Carolina and how they played, and their story will work its way in there as well. They're UNC. It's history. It's Jordan. It's Worthy. It's Dean. It's a lot of factors that go into that. But they're playing, quote-unquote, when the season started, a better team. So North Carolina, yeah, they're playing Oregon. But that Oregon beating North Carolina won't be the same if South Carolina beats Gonzaga. Here's another difference. South Carolina, if they were to beat Gonzaga, no matter who they played in the finals, they're the underdog. Look at it like that, and think about it like that for a minute. No matter who they play in the finals, they would be the underdog. If Gonzaga wins and they play North Carolina, Gonzaga's an underdog. If Gonzaga wins and they play Oregon, they're just probably a slight favorite. It's not all settled. Some people may even say it's a toss-up. That's why South Carolina is a story, and that's why Gonzaga has to look out for them, because it's not the same on the other side of the bracket with Oregon. If Oregon beats North Carolina and South Carolina beats Gonzaga, Oregon will be favored over South Carolina. There's no getting around it. As this is the last courtside before the game is played, let me give it to you right now. Gonzaga will win. I did all that to pick Gonzaga, but I'm picking Gonzaga. I did all that to pick North Carolina. I'm picking North Carolina. And then I'm going to pick North Carolina in the finals. I like their size. I like their athleticism. I like Joe Barry. I love the way that he runs the team. I love the way that he leads the team. So that would be my pick. If you look at my brackets, you would say, why am I picking anyway? Obviously, I'm not qualified to pick because my bracket sucks. But those are my picks, and I think I'm qualified. So there. Either way, it'll be fun. Two games Saturday, one game Monday night. This is how we roll with it. So it should be fun. I'm going to talk a little bit of NBA. get into the way the playoff seedings have broken down, a couple side stories, because it's getting to be that time. And this segment is brought to you by Tzatziki's Pita Grill, located on Elliott and Priest. Let them know that PLR from Courtside with PLR sent you. They will take 10% off of your meal. Listen, folks, I'm telling you, this is the best Mediterranean restaurant by far in the whole Phoenix area. Again, located on Elliott and Kyrene, that is in Tempe, Arizona. Let them know that Courtside with PLR and PLR sent you. 10% off your meal. Tzatziki sauce made fresh daily. Folks, not store-bought. Notice I had said that. Not store-bought. Not frozen from the day before. Made fresh daily. And if they take that type of attention to something like that, imagine the attention they take with everything else. Now, the good part, too, is there's a hookah bar right next to the same company. It's called Nara's Hookah Lounge. Open till 2 a.m. every single day. 12 o'clock, you're in there, you're watching TVs, watching some sports, watching the replays, whatever. Enjoying a hookah, get hungry. Guess what? Kitchen's still open. You can still order food. So make sure you get down there and check them out. Like I said, let them know the PLR sent you, and they will definitely take care of you. Jumping over to the NBA. Okay. So, the playoffs are coming. The playoffs are coming. The playoffs are coming. Before we get into that, though, because I definitely want to talk these matchups, as of today, a couple things I definitely want to let you know. Lance, blow in my ear. Lance Stephenson is back in the NBA. He's back with the Pacers. I believe the deal is worth the worth I don't have, but the length of time, I believe it is exactly 3 years. Lance is back. Blow in my ear, Lance Stephenson, back in the NBA. And it's funny because he played his best basketball when he was with the Indiana Pacers the first go-around. But they need something, man. Indiana doesn't look good. They need something. And maybe he's the toughness. Maybe he's the attitude that they needed. And it's a 3-year, $12 million deal. So we'll see what they have. They ended up waving Rodney Stuckey to clear room for him. Look, man, most folks didn't even know that Rodney Stuckey was still in the NBA. I mean, let's just be honest with it. He was always that star that was never that star. He was always that guy that could never be that guy. But he is back. Lance Stephenson is back. He is back with the Pacers. Other news and notes, about 20 minutes before we came on air, Warriors say KD is Kevin Durant, for those of you that don't really know. He's progressing very well. He may be able to return for a couple of season, regular season games before the playoff starts to get his timing back. So that's good news. And I'm sure he'll be on the infamous reduced minutes and yada, 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 and no back-to-backs. So that's where he's at. Cleveland Cavaliers, they are sliding. I love when people say they're the 2 seed. Well, yeah, technically they're the 2 seed. They've played one less game than the Boston Celtics. So, yes, they're technically the 2 seed. We could keep kidding ourselves. We know that Cleveland has been struggling. They're 5-5 in their last 10. I hate to use the word defensive efficiency or the phrase defensive efficiency. They're just playing bad defense. They've played bad defense all year. They're continuing to play bad defense. They don't have a rim protector. And it's funny how everyone says this is a small man's game now. It's all about threes and layups. But when you don't have a rim protector, last I checked, that means you didn't have a big. So you got to have a big still to win in the NBA. They're just playing bad basketball. But if you think for 1 minute that I would go down and I put my money on any other team in the East over the Cleveland Cavaliers, there's something wrong with you. The Washington Wizards may be the one team I honestly believe, and no one has faith in the Wizards except me. They may be the one team right now, today, that could actually possibly, maybe, squeezing out a little bit of daylight, might be able to beat the Cavaliers. Now, I've often said if Toronto gets Kyle Lowry back and he's healthy and he can get back into basketball playing shape quickly, I like their chances against anyone in the East. I love the Serge Ibaka signing. I love the fact that they traded for Serge Ibaka. I love the fact that they traded for P.J. Tucker. You now have two scorers. You have DeMar DeRozan punishing you from everything 3-point line in. You have Kyle Lowry punishing you from the arc and being able to penetrate and get to the lane. You have P.J. Tucker that will bring that toughness, that mental toughness level of defense for them every single night. Yes, I know this because I saw him do it here in Phoenix for several years. Yes, you have Serge Ibaka, who technically can stretch the floor, but he's a good help defender, and maybe that'll come back to him. You have Valanciunas, who can play, hit jump shots, hit mid-range, go down low, get rebounds, and do a lot of the dirty work. I'm not in love with their bench, per se, but I think that starting five is incredible. But if Kyle Lowry isn't right, they won't be right. So as of today in the East, the matchups would be Boston-Miami. Look, Boston might have a fit with Miami. I'm letting you know that right now. Indiana-Cleveland, yeah, right. Washington-Milwaukee, that may be a tough series for Washington. The only thing that will save Washington from this series, because I think Milwaukee would have been higher if Jabari Parker had not gotten hurt. Because Milwaukee's playing really good ball right now. Chris Middleton is back. Could you imagine if Middleton had come back with a healthy Jabari and a healthy Greek Freak? That's the team I wouldn't want to see. And then Toronto would beat Atlanta. I should say they play them. You'd have Toronto matched up against Atlanta. Atlanta will lose, and I'm going to give you the two words which will show you why they will lose: Dwight Howard. I trust no team with Dwight Howard on it. I don't. That's unfair, but it's the truth. I just don't. In the West, Golden State, wow, they were dead a couple weeks ago, I thought. Thought everyone had them in the grave. I thought they were done. San Antonio would pass them. Everything was wrong with Golden State. It's just bad. Look, man, this team has won 60 games 3 years in a row. But they'd be matched up against Portland. That's right. I said the Portland Trailblazers. We thought it was going to be Denver. We thought it was going to be Denver. Because Denver has been holding that spot pretty much the whole season. But somewhere along the way, Denver traded Portland. They made a trade with them, and they gave them Joseph Norridge. And you're like, ooh, if you don't watch basketball, you're like, ooh, yeah, who's Joseph Norridge? He's a player. That's who he is. And he wasn't getting time in Denver because they have Nikola Jokic. Now, I hope you're keeping track. Because they have Nikola Jokic, who can play in the same position as Joseph Norridge, they had to give up Joseph Norridge to make sure they had enough time for Nikola Jokic. You following? You with me? So, they let Nurkic go because they wanted to make sure that they could play Jokic. So Jokic is in Denver, and Nurkic is in Portland. Well, Nurkic took it to his old team. 33 points, 16 rebounds, they won the game, and now they're the 8th seed over Portland. So as of today, Nurkic is besting his old team with Jokic. And I don't think I will ever do that again because I've confused myself. Anyway, they'll be the sacrificial lamb. I don't care if it's Denver. I don't care if it's Portland. Denver probably plays a little bit better against Golden State when they have that altitude up there. But Golden State will win that no matter what. Memphis is sliding. And they usually are a tough out for San Antonio. This year, I don't believe they will be. Houston Rockets playing Oklahoma City Thunder. Boy, that will be an up-and-down series. They'll go at it hard. We'll get into that later as we get to the playoffs because it doesn't make sense to really do matchups when these may not be the matchups. And then Utah plays the Clippers. I don't trust the Clippers ever. Suns come back to town tomorrow. I will be there. I have updates for you. Yeah. Whew. They've gone young. That's all I'll say. They've gone real young. Real young. Real young. I think Virginia Commonwealth, their starting five is older than the Phoenix Suns starting five. But yeah. Well, folks, tomorrow at the same time, 1 o'clock on the Sports Cave Networks, Michelle Rosado, Raging Babe, will be joining us on The Cave Show. So make sure you tune in for that. Wow. Does time go fast? This has been the fastest half hour of my day thus far. I do thank you for joining us. Thanks to Maduro's. Thanks to Tzatziki. Like I said, 10% off at both. I have North Carolina in the finals. NCAA Final Four out here in Arizona. For news and notes, make sure you're following us on the Sports Cave, on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook fan page, where you can get all of your updates. And of course, you can always get me at PLR on Sports. And then you can get the sports, get us as well at sportscave.com on all those caves. Cave is always with the K. This has been PLR. This has been Courtside with PLR. Thank you for joining me today. Look forward until next time. Take care of yourself. See you next Wednesday. Again, this is PLR. This is Courtside with PLR. Have a great week.